glad they're with us. And Brother Parker, man, I tell you, it's first service, and I'm in with him. Amen. I'm in with him. I thought what Peter told Jesus, he said, there is no other to go to. Otherwise, where else can we go? You have the words to
eternal life.
Eternal life. Woo! Where are they else to go to? Hallelujah. Angie, there's nowhere else to go to except the Lord. When the clouds are dark, the storms are raging, the battle is on. And I thought about when that child Parker laid up in Children's Hospital. Oh, there was nobody else to go to except the Lord. There was nobody else to pray to except the Lord. There was nobody else to talk to except the Lord. And you know what the Lord done? He heard our cry. I said he heard our cry. How many is glad the Lord hears your cry? In the late hours of night, in the wee hours of morning, Anna, there's nowhere else to go. You have the words, Lord, up to eternal life. And he said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Help no man come except me, except by the Father. I'm glad I know him tonight. I'm glad I got him in my soul, but God, there's nowhere else to go. Nowhere else to go. They said over in Japan, they had a God that they referenced, and they had a God that they served. Oh, they'd go out there, and they'd call upon that God. But one day an earthquake came by, and a storm came by, and blew their God to the ground. Yeah. Woo! Nowhere else to go to. Oh, yes. And you know, every time they'd pick that God up, it would fall back down again. Oh, yeah. It had eyeballs, but it couldn't see. It had ears, but it couldn't hear. It had fingers that couldn't stretch out. But for the body, I serve a God that's got ears that hears us all. I got a God.
Yeah.
I feel the anointing of God. There's nowhere else to go to. He has the word to eternal life. Nowhere else to go except to the Lord. To hear our cry. Know where we're at. I'm telling you, I don't got to pick my God up, but my God picked me up out of miry clay. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Oh, he picked me up when I was in the darkness. He picked me up when I was on the bottom. He picked me up when I didn't have nothing. But where else to go to? Where are you going to go? I've had people come to me and say, I'm going to quit church. Where are you going to go?
Where are you going to go?
Where are you going to go?
Come on now.
Woo! Hallelujah. I'm going to leave your church and go to another. Where are you going to go? Hallelujah. Yeah, I'm not saying my church is the best, but I'm saying, where are you going to go? We better look to the Lord where we better go. We better depend on Him. You know what's wrong with America? They left God out of everything.
Come on now.
April, they left God out of everything. Oh, hallelujah. But when Parker was up there and the doctor come out and said, everything's looking better, everything's all right, that's when my sister threw them hands in the air and said, I want to praise you, Lord. You're the one to go to. You're the one to call to. You're the one that's going to be there in the midnight hour. I feel heaven's Holy Ghost. Where are they else to go? Where are you going to go?
Yeah.
You know, Peter knew there wasn't nobody else to go to. There was nobody else.
That's right.
He had the words to eternal life.
That's right.
He had the words to everything. He holds the water in the palm of his hand. Woo! Hallelujah. Where else to go to, Angie? Oh, my. Where could I go but to the Lord? Oh, yes. There's times me and Jackie, our backs has been to the wall. And we said, what are we going to do? But all of a sudden we said, we're going to pray. Yeah, I could have told Daddy. I could have told Mommy. I could have called Bob and Eller. I could have called several others. And they would have helped me out. But when I begin to talk to the Lord, nowhere else to go to the Lord. But I believe we ought to put our faith in the confidence in the Lord.
Yes.
Trust in Him, believe in Him. No! When they ran out of wine, Mary, who knew, she knew who to go to, didn't she? Yeah! She said, she told the servants, otherwise, you obey what he says. Go fill them water pots up. Go put water in them pots. Man, you know what happened? They begin to fill them up. And he turned the water into wine. Oh! Martha said, Jesus, if you'd have been here, my brother would not have died. Otherwise, there's nowhere else to go. Nowhere else to go. Brother Carter, am I taking too long?
Go ahead.
Woo! And Martha said, if you'd have been here, he said, he'll live again. She said, I know he'll live again. In the last day, he said, I'm the resurrection of the truth and the life. Nowhere else to go to. That woman with the issue of blood, she spent all that she had. She went to many physicians. She died the best that she could. But one day, she heard about Jesus. And she said, if I can touch the hem of his garment, Sister Waitress, I know I'll be made whole. I've told everybody else. I've spent all that I had. It's time to try this Jesus. Oh, let me tell you, if you've been going everywhere else, it's time to try Jesus. Oh! And you know what happened? Oh, she touched the hem of his garment. And the Bible says, immediately, she was made whole. Brother Jeff, it wasn't days after. But right then and there, where are you going to go? Who are you going to look to? And you know what happened? Elsie, Jesus turned around and said, who touched me? And the disciples said, oh, look at all these people. How do we know who touched you? Jesus said, I felt the virtue go out. Folks, I feel the virtue going out tonight. I feel the anointing of God. How we need to go to Jesus and say, here's my problem. I'm going to turn it over to you. Here's my problem. You're going to work it out. If I hold my peace and let God fight the battle, a victory's going to come. I said, victory's going to come. Weeping may endure for a night. But joy, I said joy. Somebody lift a hand and praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It's coming in the morning. Hallelujah. I said joy. It's coming in the morning.
Woo.
Come on, Brother Dakota. Oh, hallelujah.
Give
Sing.
Him a big hand as he comes this
Obey
way.
Obey God.
Glory to God. Amen. Amen. But I thought, amen. I thought about Sister Jessica was, amen, singing, I've been blessed. Amen. Can't we just lift a hand and thank God that we've been blessed? Amen. Hallelujah. We've been so blessed. Amen. We got clothes on our back. Amen. And food on our table. Amen. I got a cousin back there. Amen. Just been through a miracle. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. We have been blessed tonight. Amen. We're blessed to have our health. We're blessed to have a church. We're blessed to have friends. Most of all, we're blessed to have Jesus.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
little song. I'm gonna try to sing it.
Go right ahead.
I'm gonna try to get the preaching.
Go right ahead, brother.
Help me, Lord.
When everything goes wrong, I got my back to the wall. Satan comes in strong.
Oh, yes, obey God.
By myself, I can't win. Woo! Even when I throw
up my hands. Take a Dakota.
I'm going to throw up my
hands.
Let it start praising the Lord.
Can we just praise Him tonight?
I won't give up for that stand.
Oh, until they get Holy Ghost.
Out and by your
the world.
Way. Got him out of my plans. Satan just can't stand when I throw up my hands.
Gonna throw my hands.
When I'm faced with trial, only got two ways I can go. I can still smile.
Oh, yes.
Or I can have my halo. Satan whispers you're through, but I hear Jesus tell me to stay. Oh, what am I gonna do? I'm gonna throw up my hands. Well, I'm gonna throw up my hands. When it starts praising the Lord, I won't. Hello!
Oh, yes, God.
Satan whispers, you're through.
Nowhere else to go.
But I hear Jesus tell me to stand. But what am I going to do? What am I going to do?
Yeah.
Around here.
And start praising the Lord.
I feel victory in the house tonight.
I won't give up. Woo!
Hallelujah.
On his fire forward.
Oh, yeah. Save my hands. Hand
when he reaches down
and he habits I praise.
Got him out of a plane. St. John's cage.
When I throw up my hand, when I throw up my hand, oh, praising the Lord.
Won't give up, cause I stand.
Woo!
When on his valley,
oh, thank you, Jesus.
When God sees my hand
praise.
Reaches down.
Every habit's my praise.
Got him out of a plan. St. John's can't stand.
When I throw up my hands.
Hallelujah. Amen. It's one thing the devil can't stand. Amen. He can't stand when we just throw up our hands. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm glad for Brother Bobby letting me come. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to try to preach to you. Amen. Amen. I'm not going to take long. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. If you want to read the Bibles with us, amen, we're going to go to Proverbs, amen, chapter 6, yeah. Verse 3. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. It's good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Proverbs chapter 6. Verse number 3, it says, do this now, my son, and deliver thyself. When thou art come into the hand of thy friend, go humble thyself and make sure of thy friend. Give not sleep to thine eyes, for slumber to thine eyelids. Amen. Number 5 says, deliver thyself as a roe from the hand of the hunter, and as a bird from the hand of amen, as a fowler. Amen. Number 6 says, amen. Number 6 says, go to the ant thou slungered. Amen. Consider her ways. Amen. And be wise. Amen. Amen. Which having no guide over sir. Amen. O ruler. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Number 8 says, provideth her meat in the summer and gathereth her food in the harvest. And how long will she sleep, O slumber? Amen. Then wilt thou arise out of thy sleep. Amen. Amen. Let's go back to verse 8. It says, provideth her in the summer and again, amen. Amen. And gathered, amen, her food in the harvest. Amen. I'm going to put it up on the night. God will provide. Amen. Hallelujah. How many believe tonight? Amen. That God will provide. Amen. Amen. When the clouds, amen, go together. Amen. When the sky looks so dark. Hallelujah. Amen. And everybody's against us. Amen. God will provide. Amen. I thought about. Amen. And sometimes I sing a song. Amen. It says, amen. God will make a way somehow. Amen. When you're in the valley and you don't know what to do, God will make a way somehow. When you suppose and you wonder how, my God will still make a way somehow. Glory to God. And you got a day. Amen. We're in trouble. Hallelujah. God will be right there to provide. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. He'll be right there. Amen. To provide. Amen. For me and you. Amen. I thought about. Amen. I heard Dad say this. single time, it'd be good. Amen. Now, Lord, raise them hands. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I thought about him on the servant just come up and they said everything okay. She lifted up her hands again. Hallelujah. You know why? Amen. Because she knew. Amen. She knew. She didn't have no fake God. She knew she had a live God. Amen. To bring that baby in. Glory to God. My God will provide. Glory to God. Amen. I feel good right now. I'm pitching on God. Will provide. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel good. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And let's go over here to Genesis chapter 22, verse 7. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. It says, and Isaac spake unto Abraham, his father, said, I am the son. And he said, behold the fire in the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they both of them, amen, together. And they came to the place which God had told them. Amen. And Abraham built an altar there. And he laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. Amen. And Abraham stretched forth his hand. Amen. I took a knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him of the heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here I am. And he said, lay him and lay not thy hand up on the land, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou hast fear of God, seeing thou hast to withhold him and thy son, thy only son, from me. Him 13 says, and Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, amen, behold, behind him a ram caught in a, amen, caught in a thicket for his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up to a burnt offering instead of his son. You know what God done? He provided. Hallelujah. I thought about what it said. Abraham, amen, laid his son down. Amen, I got that knife. Amen, the angel said, Abraham, Abraham, don't touch him. Amen, I thought about the selected day of life when the devil has us bound down and he's fixing to get us. God will give us power. Amen, an angel will come down and we can be free. What to say? Amen, get out of my way, devil. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I'm glad. Amen. Tonight, we have a worship and a real God that will provide. Amen. Will be there with us. I hope I'm helping you tonight. Amen. I thought about. Amen. Amen. Park in a hospital. Amen. Me and mom and dad, we all got in the living room and bowed our knees and started praying. Amen. You know why? Because we knew we were serving a real God that'll provide. Amen. I thought about, amen, we went up there. Hallelujah. I thought about, amen, when we started praying and started crying. Amen. You know what God done? He provided us and he's right there.
dreams. Hallelujah. And I thought about you, I'm wanting to buy them. Hey, when I have money in my bank account. Hallelujah. Amen. But I didn't know I ran out. So, amen, I went to the cash register. Amen, amen, I put an ice cream on my truck because I didn't know. And then she took it off. She said, I'm sorry, she said. Amen, you can't get this ice cream. Amen, and my tongue was just tasting for that kind of ice cream. Hallelujah. Amen, I thought about. Amen, she said, you have to tell your mom and dad. Amen, because it was on a Friday. She said, bring you back $10. Amen, amen, on Monday. And that'll last you for a little while.
Yeah, come on.
God will provide. Amen. Amen, I thought about it. Amen, amen. Saturday, Sunday came by. I forgot to tell my mom and dad about that ice cream. Forgot all about it. So I went over. Hey, man, when it was time for lunch, I seen them ice creams. Oh, man. My lips started touching my lip. Hey, man, my tongue started touching my mouth. I said, oh, I forgot to tell my mom and dad. Hey, man, to give me $10. Hey, man, I thought about it. I started praying. I said, Lord, just give me $10. And I'll pray. Hey, man, I'll praise you for it. Well, I'll tell you what happened. I felt something in my pocket. I pulled it out, and it was a $10 bill. I'm telling you today, my God will provide. Even though the stars look dark, my God, I said the cloud will look dark. But you can't worry, because God is still in the business. I feel good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh. Hallelujah. I thought about. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Go ahead.
I may be taking too much time. Amen. Amen. I'm trying my best. But I thought about. Amen. Hallelujah. When the storms get dark, He'll provide. Amen. Amen. For example, take Noah. Amen. Hallelujah. When God told Noah to build an ark, amen, he didn't say, well, Lord, what I have to, but he started building. Hallelujah. Amen. But, amen, no doubt. Amen. The people around him said, Noah, why in the world you build an ark for? Amen. It hasn't rained here. I don't think it never will. Amen, but Noah didn't stop. He kept on building. Hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. When it was finished, amen, and the Lord told him to get all the animals in and all his family. And guess what happened? It started raining. Amen, no doubt. Amen, amen, the people who are left with Noah, amen, probably knocked on the door and said, Noah, let us in. Noah, let us in. But you know what? It's too late. But this is the good thing. Noah didn't shut that door. Hallelujah. None of his family shut the door. Amen. Hallelujah. But who shut the Lord? God shut the door. Amen. When God shut that door, you won't be able to open it. I said we won't be able to open it once he shuts that door. Glory to God. Amen. We won't have time. Amen. We gotta keep on building no matter what people ask of us. Amen. Because it's gonna be a lady. Okay, it's gonna be a lady. amen, God will still provide. Thought about him on the subject that I was talking about, he shut the door. Thought about my friend's house. We was playing. Amen, we was playing tag. Hallelujah. And I thought about, he has this closet. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And I was a tagger and he was a runner. I thought about, I started chasing him. Amen. You know what he did? He locked himself. Amen. He went in the closet. Hurry up and shut the door. So, amen, he locked it. Amen. You know, amen, you can't get in the door unless if you have a key. Hallelujah. But I thought about it. It's sort of, amen, I couldn't get in there. Amen. It's sort of like today. Amen. We got to have a desire. Amen. To open that door up. Hallelujah. After we got to have a desire. Amen. Hallelujah. To get that key. Amen. To make it the days of prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I feel good. You know what? Amen. Amen. God will provide. Hallelujah. Amen. God will provide for us. Amen. When the devil lets us down. Amen. God will be right there. Amen. When the storm comes together. And when he's standing up by my side. When I walk through the foot in the wall. Amen. He holds my hand. When I begin to tremble. And the winds of this world be going strong. I said he holds my hand. When I begin to tremble. Hallelujah. Amen. I'll say this here. Amen. I'll quote. In that storm that we had, remember, him, I said, it was about 75 to 80 mile per hour wind. Me and mom and dad, him, we went to grandma's. Hallelujah, and I thought about him when the storm was over. We saw some way back there. Him, it was all crumbled up. Amen. I thought about it. Amen. Mom said, well, I'll go check what, see what it is. Amen. I thought about, she went back there. Amen. And she turned her head. And she went. Amen. Hallelujah. I knew there had to be something wrong. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So me and Dad went back there. Amen. Amen. It was my church. Amen. Hallelujah. Thought about my songbooks is over there. My drums was over there. My piano was over there. Amen. Everything was all crumbled up. Amen. But me and Dad. Amen. We started looking for stuff. Amen. I said, Dad, look. Amen. Hallelujah. You know what it was? Amen. I had a cross. Amen. It was hanging on. Amen. It was hanging on the church. It was still over there. Amen. There wasn't one scratch on it. I told Dad, I said, well, the devil may be able to take the building, but he ain't be able to take it. Amen. That cross. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. When everything crumbles down. Amen. The holiness will still be stirred up. I thought about when they hung Jesus on the cross. Amen. With him. And now, hallelujah, they went over that tomb. Amen. You know what? Amen, the stone was rolled away. Amen, you know why? Amen, because, amen, Jesus has arose. He's alive for me and you today. If it weren't for him, me and you wouldn't be here today. Because God provided. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Someone get on the piano and sing. Amen. Tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. But amen. I just. Amen. Hallelujah. I just want you to know. God will provide. Amen. Through the storms. Amen. Through the rain. Through the thunder. Through the lightning. Amen. God will provide. Hallelujah. Amen. So everybody come. Amen. I did my best to hope to you tonight. Helped you tonight. Amen. If I didn't help myself. Amen. But I'll tell you something. Amen. God will provide. Amen. Hallelujah. So come to the altar now, and I did my best. God bless you.
Everybody would. Let's come up and find us a place to pray. Brother Dakota done outstandingly, wonderfully good.
Lord, without me, you can make the sun to shine. Lord, without me, you can call the dead to rise. Lord, without me, you can make the blind to see. You can tell the mountains to be cast into the sea. But Lord, without you, I am nothing on my own. I'm just earthly flesh and bones coming before your throne. And Lord, if I have you, then I'm a child of the King. I'm an heir to the throne. You can do anything, but I'm nothing without you. You don't need my hand to make the lame to walk. You don't need my tongue to make the dumb to talk. Lord, you don't need my words to give hope to the lost. Because you are the one, Lord, you're the one who paid the cost. But Lord, without you, I am nothing on my own. I'm just earthly flesh and bone, coming before your throne. And Lord, if I have you, then I'm a child of the King. I'm an heir to the throne. You can do anything, but I'm nothing without you. Lord, without me, you can make the sun to shine. Lord, without me, you can call the dead to rise. Lord, without me, you can make the blind to see. You can tell the mountains to be cast into the sea. But Lord, without you, I am nothing on my own.